Sorry, I was distracted. Oh, my God. What are we doing?
Are you partying? Is that...
That's what it was. I was. I was reading an article here doing show prep, and then I'm like, oh, my God, we got to go on air. Are we doing this live?
You tore your pants off. You tore your pants off.
That's what it was. Sorry, I got distracted dancing. Anyway, it's 7:13, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Yeah, buddy. Let's get right to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah. Pump it.
Creeping us out.
If you think your credit card bill is a lot, don't worry. The national debt is now $30 trillion. It's gone up about $7 trillion in just the last 2 years.
Is that even a thing?
That's what
Isn't there a point where it's like, hey, how much was it?
Like, that's a made-up number.
That's a made-up number.
$30 trillion. Like, we're never going to pay that down.
Do we have $30 trillion in gold? Do we? Because if we do, then yes, it's a real number. But I don't think we do.
No, I feel like at this point, it's just like, what can we do? Like, we're never going to pay that off. I think we should just wipe it clean, wipe everything clean, okay?
So in that case, I looked at the wife and said this the other day. If they're doing it, why can't I do it? Why can't I just get a credit card and, it's too much.
It's just too much. It's not going
to
do
it. What am I supposed to do?
Honestly, what you do is you do a really good job, all right, for like 10, 15 years. You build that credit. You get yourself like a 799, which, by the way, I have great credit. 799, I just checked. It's amazing. If you want to steal my identity, now's a good time to do it. But here's what you do. Build that credit. And then... you just get all of these credit cards. I mean, and Max, you get that Amex black card. You get them all. Just wipe them out. Everything you want, and then just don't worry about it. I mean, you'll never be able to get a loan or anything else, but you got everything you need, man.
I think I have a good point, though.
Yeah.
If the government doesn't have to pay it,
yeah.
Why should I have to pay it?
I mean, $30
trillion. Makes no sense.
How are we ever going to pay that off? Like,
what if you did it this way? Hey, Kiki's credit, you keep it good, right? She doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But you just destroy yours. Yeah. You know, you're married, so hey, if you need to buy something, you just go under her name.
She's gonna have to probably sign after a while, and I don't know if that's gonna be good for her. Right. I don't know if you and I have completely figured this out yet, but we're close. $30 trillion. It's just made up. It's just a made up number.
There's no such. Come on.
Yeah, come on. We're never gonna pay that back. Let's just call a spade a spade. All right, we're never gonna pay this back. Let's just leave it alone. Lastly, faking it. A new study found that women often fake the big O. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If they sound like that, then yes.
Oh, yeah. So their male partners feel more masculine. Researchers from the University of South Florida say women often sacrifice their own satisfaction in the sheets to make men feel better about themselves. Another study found women are twice as likely to fake an in bed if they earn more money than their husband or boyfriend. So if they're the breadwinner, they're more likely to feel like they have to protect the guy's ego in other ways.
Stop doing that.
It's annoying.
Dude.
Do you know when your wife's faking it? I do.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Come on.
Does it bother me either way? No. Absolutely not. I don't really.
I'm getting my rocks off. It's not my fault you're not focused. All right. Look, we know we got a short amount of time. Let's get to it.
Exactly.
Let's get to it.
We need to focus here more.
Ladies, I appreciate it. I do. You know, it does. It probably makes us feel maybe subconsciously, even if we do know, we're like, all right, maybe she really is getting it. But also too, I don't feel like any more of a man afterwards.
It's not like a
Well, because if I find out she is faking it all the time, I'm gonna feel like even less of a man in the like it'll build up. Like here, I think I'm some big stud. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get it. She's gonna get it, and then find out like, oh, you've been faking it for 15 years. That's disheartening. So,
you know who Kiki's not thinking about?
Who?
You.
Yeah. Is that what- Hey, look, if it gets it, it doesn't matter, had sex, right? I'm gonna, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
However you got to get there.
I got there. Got my whistle taken care of. I don't know why I called her a whistle. That was a weird way to. Anyway,
sad.
I got my whistle wet. Is that no? All right. No, anyway, so
exactly why she's not thinking of you.
$30 trillion in debt, and you women, you're faking it all the time. Dear God, sorry. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.